In a meeting where the NTTA board members talked about the importance of transparency, they emerged from an executive session and quickly agreed to use public money to reimburse board member David Dennison's legal fees.
A resolution authorizing reimbursement of legal fees for Director David R. Dennison.
But NTTA Board Chair Kenneth Barr would say little about the reason for the vote or how much money Dennison will receive.
The board has met with our lawyers and we'll have a written statement for you here in the next few minutes.
The statement said the NTTA is reimbursing Dennison for legal expenses related to his position on the board. In a letter requesting monthly payments, Dennison says that he's retained legal counsel after being asked in October to produce documents related to a federal investigation of the NTTA. Dennison's letter says he's unaware of having done anything unlawful. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram has reported that Dennison, who represents Denton County, invested in and consulted for a firm that was a partner in buying land along the Chisholm Trail Parkway, which is an NTTA project. The FBI isn't commenting, and the NTTA has only said that one or more current or former board members are part of the FBI probe. The decision to pay Dennison's legal expenses came on the same day the NTTA approved a policy designed to give more companies a chance to bid on lucrative NTTA contracts. In the future, board members and companies will not be able to confer during the bidding process.
We want the people out in the community to recognize this is an open, fair process. It's going to be transparent.
The NTTA has been blasted for awarding big contracts to the same companies for decades. An audit this fall identified potential conflicts among contractors, and it disclosed the ongoing FBI investigation. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.